Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The 20th annual Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale happens Wednesday, January 5th, 2022, in conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. The sale will be held at 5 p.m. in the Super Barn Sale Arena, offering 50 elite Angus lots. You can attend the sale in person or view and bid online on liveauction.tv. For more information about the Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale, call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. For a catalog, go to mcsauction.com.
Did you know that giraffes only need 40 minutes of sleep a night? But humans need anywhere from 7 to 12 hours. If that feels like a tall order, it doesn't have to be. Start with sleeping 1 hour more one night a week and avoid screen time 1 hour before bedtime. Soon, you'll be waking up to a better lifestyle. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com. A program of TSET.
The second annual Cattlemen's Congress happening in Oklahoma City here in early January 2022. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt coming by the State Fairgrounds Tuesday afternoon, visiting with exhibitors. We had the chance to talk with him as well about this new tradition for Oklahoma and Oklahoma's beef cattle industry.
Governor, a year ago, you had the opportunity to be a real champion for bringing this particular show to Oklahoma, basically when the National Western had to shut down because of the pandemic. Year two looking really good.
It's looking fantastic. It's just amazing what opportunity that brought our state from, hopefully for the next 100 years here in Oklahoma. So Cattlemen's Congress, so happy that we could open up. Ag people are the best people in the whole world. We know that in Oklahoma. Just so excited to have the show here. And I've heard there's 9,200 entries versus the National in Denver is only 2,000. So I think we're going to continue to build with that momentum. So that's always good when you can win too.
I know the anecdotal things we're hearing from cattle producers, the seed stock producers that are coming to Oklahoma City, they like to spend their money where they're appreciated.
Absolutely. I mean, I heard from so many people that showed last year, and they just said, hey, Governor, having this show saved our ranch, saved our season, because we're able to display, and then people come to our farms and our sales, and they get a chance to see all our stock. So just so excited about that.
Millions of dollars of genetics being sold at this show last year and likely this year as well, plus lots of economic impact.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember last year it was 17 days of hotels, restaurants filled when we needed it. It's going to be the same thing this year.
Those interested in the cattle business, encouraged to come see the 24 beef breeds, national open and junior shows, 20 national beef sales as well at this year's Cattlemen's Congress between now and the 15th of January. A multitude of livestock-related groups have weighed in on the Biden administration's action plan announced at the beginning of this week, right after the first of the new year. National Cattlemen's Beef Association provided us some comments yesterday afternoon, saying that they appreciate the Biden administration's announcement of an additional $500 million in funding for expanding small, independent, and meat processing facilities, which will strengthen the business climate for American cattle producers and help alleviate the choke point in the beef supply chain. Ethan Lane, VP of Government Affairs for NCBA, goes on to say, we're concerned, though, by the administration's unclear position on the Packers and Stockyards Act and await further details on their plan to exercise greater enforcement power. NCBA is committed to ensuring that cattle producers have the ability to realize higher profits for their cattle and make the marketing decisions that are best for their businesses. You can learn more about what the Biden administration is proposing by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Angus genetics will be showcased from all over the country at the second annual Cattlemen's Congress. Come see the Penn and Carload Show of Angus Bulls and Heifers on Friday, January the 7th, followed by the 83rd Annual National Angus Bull Sale at 2 p.m. in the Super Barn Sales Arena at the Oklahoma City Fairground. Angus breeders will be selling over 50 top Angus bulls on January the 7th, and you can come be a part of the sale, or you can bet online at cci.live. For more information, go to angus.org for details about all the Angus events at Cattlemen's Congress.
And that's a look at your agricultural news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.